This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Morena, what's up?
The sky is beautiful. There's no trees anymore. I can see everything from the BFM studio.
I know, it's so exposed.
It's so exposed and yet so free.
I know. Yes, so today we're looking at, we're going to do something different. We're going to look at a live album.
Yeah.
Slash a soundtrack album.
You don't usually do live albums.
No, we
albums.
Don't.
Yeah.
But this one's a pretty special one. It's Talking Heads' Stop Making Sense. From the movie of the same name.
Woo!
And it's turning 35 years old.
Groundbreaking cinema.
Groundbreaking cinema, yes. It's considered a bit of a classic live album and a sort of live concert film slash rockumentary.
Yes.
So just a bit of background about how this film was conceived. So by 1984, Talking Heads, they'd been around for a few years, 9 years. They'd released 5 albums, and the latest was Speaking in Tongues, which was released in 1983. And they were very popular at that time, especially in the new wave scene.
Mm.
And in 1983, they were touring the Speaking in Tongues album and basically decided, we're going to make a concert film to showcase the tour.
Fantastic.
So what they didn't know at the time, though, this would actually be their last ever tour.
Yes.
So it would actually take on a slightly more meaning for being the last tour. And the film was shot over 4 nights at the Hollywood Pantages Theatre.
Yes.
And it was directed by Jonathan Demme, who would also go on to direct Silence of the Lambs, among other things.
Creepy.
Yes, and this was a time when rockumentaries and concert films were sort of becoming quite popular. We had things like Spinal Tap and other things around that time, and I guess the band wanted to tap into this medium, which obviously since then's just become quite a popular thing, not just obviously for documentaries, but also biopics as well, and
yes,
that whole thing.
For sure.
The idea of the film is it's not just a typical film where they just filmed the band playing live as such. There's a bit of a concept here, and it's actually quite crafted nice, quite beautifully. It basically starts with David Byrne. He walks onto stage with just his guitar and a tape recorder, and he plays Psycho Killer solo. And then with each successive song, he's joined by another member of the band until all the band is on stage, as well as our backing singers. And by the 6th song, which is Burning Down the House, all the band are on the stage. So it's a gradual build-up per song as we go through. And of course, the film also famously features David Byrne wearing his big business suit.
Yes.
His overlarge suit, which he wears for Girlfriend is Better, which becomes quite iconic and basically synonymous with the film. It's become a popular kind of costume for parties over the years, I'm pretty sure. And he wore the suit because he wanted to make his head small and his body bigger.
Yeah.
And it's quite effective, actually. If you look at it, he goes on stage and his head's, you know, appearing quite small, and then he starts doing his dad dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So let's start with track number 5. This is called Slippery People, and this was originally on the Speaking in Tongues album, which of course is what they're touring. And this is quite a funky version, lots of percussion, soulful backing vocals, and it's a good representation of how they were kind of expanding their live sound at this point in time.
Bongos.
You can hear the crowd as well.
You can, yes. That's what I like about live albums, you can hear the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real. But I wear that gun, and this part is simple.
This is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're currently doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith. At the moment, it's Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense.
Yes, the live album of the, or soundtrack, I should say, of the film as
yes.
well. It'll be interesting if anyone wants to text in if they actually went and saw the film in cinemas when it came out.
True, yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Or if you actually have seen Talking Heads, did you go see them on this tour? I'm not sure if they came
so cool.
to New Zealand
yeah,
for this tour.
Yeah, text 5395.
But it was their last one.
Rima, Toru,
and they've only
Iwa,
played
Rima.
Together once, I believe. Since,
oh, really?
Since then, yeah. Crazy. We'll get to that, though. The next track we're going to play is track number 14. It says Girlfriend is Better. And this, of course, is the famous song with the suit. If you've gone to a party dressed in this particular costume, also please text in.
Props to you.
Props to you. So this was also on the Speaking in Tongues album. A lot of the songs on the soundtrack are from Speaking in Tongues, obviously, because they're touring that particular album. But yeah, this is a real groovy tune. And shout out to Tina Weymouth on the bass. She's a badass bass player. And if... Oh no, we'll play it, we'll play it. Yeah, let's go.
No, keep going. I thought you
were going to... If you want to know more about bass playing, there's a good documentary on YouTube narrated by Tina Weymouth. It's very good.
All right,
yeah.
Sweet. Check it out.
Who took the money away?
Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense, our anniversary album for today. I'm here with Sam Smith. We've got a lot of texts in.
Feeling the love.
Lots of people have seen this film. We had a caller, Mark, who said that the Embassy Theatre played it quite a lot. And also a theatre in, I think it was called, he called it Charlie Brown's in Balmoral, which
sure.
was formerly known as the Capitol Cinema. Yeah, that played for months, and it was full like every night.
Do you think they were dancing in the aisles?
Well, I said that people were handing around hip flasks, and I guess you could smoke inside at the time as well.
You would have been.
So, yeah, what have we got here?
I liked that text about going on the first date.
Oh,
that
yes.
That was a good one.
So, well, where is it? Oh, yeah. Hi, yep. I went to see Stop Making Sense at the Civic. I was probably about 14, I guess, and I took a girl on it to a first date. The movie was great. The girl didn't work out. Smiley face. Oh,
bad
that's
luck.
All right.
Bad luck.
a lot of people mentioning Sweetwaters from 1984.
Yes, that would have been cool.
Apparently Eurythmics played before then.
Ooh,
that
wow.
would have been insane.
That would have been, yep.
What else? As young Kiwis flatting in Perth, we had Stop Making Sense on VHS. We hit the video player every weekend with it. Crazy suit, Craig.
Damn right.
Saw the movie when it came out. Awesome. Saw Talking Heads live when they toured here 3 or 4 years prior. Amazing. Game-changing education and possibilities of live music. Ash. Nice
cool.
one.
Thank you very much for your text.
Yeah,
that's
thanks
great.
For everyone who's texted in.
So just let's talk about how this album was received. Obviously, by you guys, you loved it.
Yes.
And that was kind of the reception overall around the world. I mean, the film was very well received by critics. It still holds an approval rating of 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Whoa!
Big time. And it's generally considered one of the best concert films / rockumentaries of all time. I mean, when you think great concert films, this is the one, or one of the ones that immediately comes to mind.
Yeah.
Just because it's different.
Like The Last Waltz.
Damn right, The Last Waltz, yes. But also, obviously, the music is great.
Some Kind of Monster.
They're all coming in now. Well, that's the one where Metallica went to therapy.
That was different.
Yeah, very different.
Sorry, I just thought I'd mention that one. Special mention.
So the live show was stellar, and the album, it was great. I mean, Rolling Stone even ranked it in their top 500 albums of all time. And not many live albums made that list, let me tell you. Slant Magazine also voted it the 61st best album of the 80s. And it certainly rates well alongside their other studio albums, just because I think the song sounds so good live.
Yeah.
This was also due to the pioneering use of 24-track digital sound, which led to a very clear recording. And a lot of live recordings can sound quite bad, but certainly not this one. Just in that last track, you just heard the bass was pumping. It was pumping. The band themselves, they released 3 more albums before splitting up in 1991. And since then, they've only played together once. Can you believe that? In 35 years. And that's because there's a lot of bitterness there between David Byrne and the other members. A lot of bitterness.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm also on this Stop Making Sense tour. Sure. Tom Tom Club was also there, which is one of my favourite bands.
Yeah.
And that was comprised of the drummer and the bassist.
Tina Weymouth, yes. And Chris, the drummer. And they're still going. They're still going strong.
That's lovely.
So I'm not sure when they're coming here next.
Oh, my bad. It was Charlie Gray's, not Charlie Brown's.
Oh, okay.
I got it mixed up.
Charlie Brown's is a cool name, though, for a pub.
Cinema.
There's a lot of bitterness there. It hasn't really been resolved, unfortunately. But, the Tom Tom Club is still touring. David Byrne, he came here last year. I actually regret not going to that show. It sounded amazing. Stop Making Sense.
Yeah.
So we're going to finish with the closing track of the show and the film. It's originally appeared on the Remain in Light album called Cross-Eyed and Painless. And if you went to Laneway in 2017, you would have seen Cut Off Your Hands open their set with this song cover. So, enjoy.
Thanks very much for coming in, Sam.
No, pleasure.
Woo, here it is.
Here it is, building up.
Hello. All right. Enjoy, everybody.
To that album.
Happy anniversary.